Great to have your company. Head back to your calls and your texts very shortly. But it is game 6 of the World Series. Tampa Bay Rays, LA Dodgers. LA Dodgers trying to break this 32-year drought. And they're on the verge of doing that. Let's go straight to Sportsnet Los Angeles. Lisa Hernandez has been good enough to join us from the actual Globe Life Field in Texas, where the game is taking place in front of a limited crowd. Lisa, welcome to the program. Thanks a lot for your time.
Of course. Very happy to be here. And you're right, very limited crowd. We are in the middle of a pandemic, so a lot of masks being worn and a lot of happy Dodger fans right now.
So the Dodgers are up 2-1, top of the seventh. You were down. I presume you sound like you won as well. You were down 1-0. This is it. You win this. It's a history-making moment you'll be at.
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers really had their hands full when they were facing Snell on the mound. I mean, he was just wiped out. He had 5 1/3 innings. He only allowed 2 hits, 9 strikeouts, 0 walks, 0 home runs. They really needed to get him out the game. And it was kind of deja vu from game 4, where he was also very, very dominant. But around that 5th and 6th, you know, their bullpen was expected to come in and kind of help them out. And the Dodgers took advantage, and they did the same thing tonight with Austin Barnes and Mookie Betts. Two huge, huge hits and two very, very impressive plays with Gil Holm.
And that's the hard part now. I mean, it was talked about in the lead-up how long Snell was left out there. Here we are now in the top of the seventh. But the Rays, I think, have a man on right now. So they could tie this thing up at 2-2, and we could still be a chance to go to a Game 7.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that last part again? Sorry about that. The connection's really hard here.
That's okay. I see the Tampa Bay Rays now have a man on at the top of the seventh. So if they do get out of this with a win, it'll be a Game 7. And there's been a lot of talk about how good the LA Dodgers pitching would be. A lot of people think that the Dodgers will win a Game 7 because they've got better pitching. Your thoughts on that and whether you think the pressure of breaking the drought might go against the Dodgers if we got a Game 7?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Game 7, I feel like tonight they said all hands were on deck, with the exception of Julio Urias, Clayton Kershaw, and Walker Buehler. And I feel that is because if there is a Game 7, they want their hottest guys on the mound. The Dodgers have a really strong bullpen, and the two bullpens are really kind of showing who's the dominant one so far in tonight's game, because Dodgers' bullpen has really kind of helped them along in this game, keeping the score 1-0 for so long. But, yeah, I think if Kershaw, I think Walker will get the start, and I think Kershaw will kind of come in, and it'll be, again, all hands on deck, but with their bigger juggernauts that are on the team.
I just saw pictures of Urias warming up, in fact, in the bullpen, so there's a chance that he could get used in this game. How is the tension there? Is it still pretty high, even though it's limited crowd?
Yeah, it's a very limited crowd here, but it's a lot of Dodger fans. I've only seen a couple of Tampa Bay fans sprinkled in here and there. But yeah, it was really very quiet for about 1-6 innings. And it's so funny because I think with the Dodgers having the win so close, Julio Urias is coming in. And again, like I said earlier, he was kind of seen as the untouchable. But the Dodgers are up 2-0. They only have to play to the top of the ninth. And I think Dave Roberts is making the call to give them their best shot to win it today.
And there's been some crazy stuff happen in this World Series as well. An attempted steal of home, which is something that we never see, or you see very rarely once in a blue moon. There's been some pretty wild stuff happen so far in this World Series. It's got America captivated.
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's kind of one of those death series that when it all goes, it's like Murphy's Law, you know, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. And that's been right for either team, you know. It's like, especially in game four when the Tampa Bay Rays came back and won it, it was like everything happened at the right time for them to get that win on that error. And then you have game five where Margot tried to steal home on Kershaw's pitch and then he got struck out. That was a big key moment in the game. And now even this, you know, this moment here, we've had a couple of different moments where you kind of expect the Dodgers to blow up and they don't. And so everybody was kind of on edge. And now the tension is really high. The stadium's really, really happy. And with Julio on the mound, I think Dodger fans are even itching harder to see if Kershaw will make an appearance. I know, I'm pretty sure Buehler will not, but you never know. Yep. Like you said, it's been a very wacky series. A lot of crazy things have happened.
Well, they'll save Buehler for tomorrow just in case, won't they?
Sorry, you guys went out there again. Sorry about that.
That's all right. They'll save Buehler for tomorrow, though, won't they? Or will they?
Yeah, the word was that Walker Buehler will be on the mound tomorrow if game seven is necessary. They're hoping to close it out tonight, but yeah, we'll believe that Walker Buehler will start if game seven is necessary for tomorrow.
And before I let you go, there has been a lot of talk about Kershaw not being able to be a big game performer in recent times, and yet he has in this World Series. And if he had the ball in his hand to finish it all off, it would be a worthy way of finishing it.
Yeah, I think Kershaw is ready to put all that rumor and that reputation to bed. He won his first two games in a series in the postseason in his two starts, so I know he's very happy about that. And last night, after game five, he really spoke about the fact that he just really wants to go out there and make his kids proud. And I think for him right now, it's really about his legacy. You know, he's accomplished so many personal accolades that right now, like you said, the World Series and a postseason run is really kind of like what's hurting him and his reputation. But he's hungry, and he went out there, and now he's the postseason strikeout leader, passing Justin Verlander. He now has 207 strikeouts in the postseason, and now the stage is set, you know, for his Hollywood ending. He definitely deserves it, and the Dodgers are trying everything possible to make sure he gets it.
Great to have you, Elise. I really appreciate your time. I'll let you get back to watching. It's pretty tense at the moment. Tampa Bay 1, LA 2, top of the 7th. But Tampa Bay now have a man on, so they could level it up pretty quickly here or even take the lead. Alyssa Hernandez, Sportsnet Los Angeles, at Game 6 of the World Series at Globe Life Field in Texas. Tampa Bay needing to win this Game 6 to take it to a Game 7. Going to come back with a few more of your calls and your texts after the break. 1-300-736-736. It's funny how divisive the text can be. Some people are saying it's great to get something outside of footy and having a little bit of baseball on, but then Liz has texted in and said, get it off, please. So there you go. We'll go back to footy after the break.